Hey everyone, it's Fahan, and you're listening to the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. Hope everybody's feeling good, ready to start your Friday. Alhamdulillah, it's Jummah today, and we're here to recreate in podcast form what happened last year at my local mosque sister's circle, where a few of us got together and I was able to run a session on all things halal personal finance. Whether it had to do with budgeting, halal investing, pensions, we covered all of it. And at the end of the session, I asked my sisters to leave me with what further questions they had so that I could cover it with you in podcast form. So thanks so much for joining me, and let's get started. Welcome everyone, thank you very much for joining me for another episode of the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. In today's episode, the question we're going through is which investing platforms and sites would you recommend? So this episode, of course, is just for information purposes only, and it raises a very important point. So I went away and did more research and reflected on my own experience about what sort of things should we consider when it comes to deciding which investing platform to choose. Now, it is one thing to decide on what you will be investing in, and it's another thing to decide where you're going to be doing that. And so, to put the question in another way, what we're getting at is where should someone consider opening their stocks and shares ISA? And when it comes to making such decision, I can summarize the main two considerations here. The first one is, of course, do they offer Sharia-compliant investing options? And then the second one is, what are the fees and charges involved with making the investments, and how can we keep them as low as possible? Now, over the years, I've tried out different investing platforms, and what's really interesting is that this year, for the first time, individuals are able to open up different stocks and shares ISA in the same tax year. It used to be that you could only open one and contribute into one in any given tax year. And so if I wanted to try out a different investing platform, I'd have to wait for the following year to do that. And this decision isn't specifically about what am I actually buying when I'm on the platform itself, is more about the other things related to it. And so, as I already said, the main two points are, is it Sharia compliant and is it cost effective to do so? But of course, just with any product, you also want to consider the user interface, the customer service, and the general look and feel and how your experience is with using it. So I will touch on those points as well, and I'll flag which ones I've used personally and which ones I was aware of and for whatever reason I didn't go for, and some new ones that have come up since. And the four that I will be going through in detail are, firstly, Wahid Invest, second, Hargreaves Lansdowne, then AJ Bell, and lastly, Moneybox. And all four of them offer Sharia-compliant investing options. But besides that, we'll go through what makes each of them different to each other. Because we're talking about stocks and shares ISA, unfortunately, this is a UK-focused episode. And in general, a lot of the time when it comes to investing platforms, there are a few that are really well-known globally, but oftentimes the number one, number two player is often specific to a particular market. And so while this is a UK-focused episode, some of the criteria and decision-making that I've made in comparing and contrasting different investing platforms could be the same logical thread that you might use by making this decision if you live abroad. But without further ado, I'll go through each one in turn, and I'll summarize at the end so that we can kind of make sense of the various trade-offs that people make when it comes to choosing the investment platform that will help them achieve their goals when it comes to building their wealth through investing in a Sharia-compliant way. So to start, I'm going to start with Wahid Invest. Now, the reason I'm starting with Wahid Invest is because I want to introduce the concept of what a robo-advisor means. So when I describe Wahid Invest as a robo-advisor for Muslims, it means that they offer what is considered typically to be an entry-level way to investing, where the decision that you're making isn't necessarily about the type of asset class that you want to buy, but rather about what your risk profile is overall. So when I describe Wahed Invest as a robo-advisor for Muslims, what do I mean by that? Now, the way robo-advisors work is that what they're offering to individuals is a set of ready-made funds that they can invest in. And the decision that the consumer does is based off of their own risk profile. So for example, when I talk about risk profile and investing, it's simply because that is like fundamental when it comes to understanding how investing works. Using a robo-advisor is simply various buckets, and they're named by the level of risk profile that they offer. So they might start with a conservative portfolio, then they might offer a moderate portfolio, and then on the other end, they might have an aggressive portfolio. And typically, a portfolio that has a lot of equities, meaning they have a lot of stocks and shares, means that they're riskier than something that has more Islamic bonds in them or more gold. And Wahed Invest, they say that they invest in a variety of Sharia-compliant asset classes. And so they will invest in equities, they'll invest in Islamic bonds called Sukuk, and they'll invest in gold. Of course, I'm sure that on their website, they'll have more detail when it comes to you clicking through and choosing the fund. But this is what I can see just on their main page when you see what it is that they offer. But on other places, when I've seen robo-advisors present what it is that they're offering, oftentimes it's just about the various percentages. So you can expect a riskier portfolio to say that they have maybe 80% of equities compared to 20% of bonds. And so that's the idea of offering people ready-made investments where if they choose it, they know that it matches their risk profile and they're good to go. So the natural question that you might have is, Fahad, have you ever opened an account on Wahed Invest? And the answer to that is no. To me, I felt it was more, I could just start off by investing directly into the specific asset classes that I was interested in. However, if we take a step back and think about diversification as a whole, yeah, I could buy a Wahed Invest fund because that is an additional level of diversification by saying, okay, you know what, I could benefit from having some money in with a robo-advisor. The fact that this option exists for Muslims is incredibly useful because it's a way for people to get exposure to a wide range of asset classes. Now, when it comes to the fees that are involved, now the way the fees works on all investing accounts is that they're for oftentimes a percentage fee. So that's a percentage of the whole amount, like a recurring charge based off of the amount that you have invested. And all of these websites, they have them very clearly listed. In the case of Wahed, they mention they have a fee of about 1.45%. So yeah. When it comes to a robo-advisor that's available for Muslims, Wahed Invest is an option. So second, we have Hargreaves Lansdown. Now, Hargreaves Lansdown is an investing platform that's quite broad in terms of how comprehensive it is and in terms of the products that they offer and the types of accounts that they offer. So for example, they would offer the various different types of stocks and shares ISAs. You'd be able to get not only a stocks and shares ISA, but perhaps also a lifetime ISA, a junior ISA, etc. And also in terms of the funds that they would have available, they say something like they have thousands of funds available for people to invest in. Now, as someone who maybe be just starting out investing, I would just think of Hargreaves Lansdown as the one that provides the most breadth of investing options. And the reason that is helpful is because of the fact that they also include Sharia compliant options. They also provide robo advising. They call those the ready-made investments. Now, the difference here is that these are not ready-made, as in that they're also Sharia compliant. Instead, Hargreaves Lansdown is the option that you might use to have direct access to the asset classes, the types of funds that are Sharia compliant in this case. This is what you would use if you would then want to go and invest in a particular fund directly. And in this case, when I talk about investing in a halal index fund, and that's available in Hargreaves Lansdowne as just the fund itself. Now, when I started this episode, I talked about the fact that what we're comparing is where you can invest, not necessarily what you can invest in. So when I said that these all provide halal investing options, when I talk about the actual halal index fund, the product itself, which in this case, and this is not investing advice, it's just what I invest in, it's the HSBC Global Islamic Index Fund that tracks the halal index. Now, this particular fund, you can buy it across platforms. Whereas, for example, on Wahid Invest, we're talking about the investing committee of Wahid creating these ready-made bundles. Now, I don't know specifically whether they also include the Halal Index Fund in those ready-made bundles. And I would say that here is the first major distinction. We're not talking about robo-investing, we're talking about investing in a tracker index. And in this case, if you wanted to buy Halal Index Fund tracker, you could find those on Hargreaves Lansdowne. But yet this was really just the first distinction I wanted to make, which is the difference between choosing to do some robo-investing or choosing to invest in a tracker fund. Now, when it comes to understanding the fees, there are fees attached to the actual fund that you're investing in, and then there are fees attached to the platform. Now, in Hargreaves Lansdowne's case, you pay a 0.45% fee for use of the Hargreaves Lansdowne platform, and then you have a separate fee for the fund that you choose. And the HSB Islamic Index Global Index Fund, I think the fee is something like 0.65%. So if we focus on the actual platform fee, that is the 0.45% that goes to Hargreaves Lansdowne, and it's paid monthly. The illustrations are quite clear about what that looks like on a monthly basis, but it's 0.45%. One interesting thing about Hargreaves Lansdowne, which I noticed while I was doing the research for this video, is that for their junior ISAs, they are actually free. So the platform fees don't apply for people to open up a junior ISA in a child's name. So that means that the 0.45% platform fee that would apply for your own stocks and shares ISA doesn't apply when it comes to opening up a junior ISA. And so to sum up, I would say that Hargreaves Lansdowne is probably the most comprehensive platform in terms of the products that they offer, but they do tend to sometimes be a bit pricier than others. The reason I opened an investing account with Hargreaves Lansdowne is because they quite literally have thousands of funds, and I was interested to find out about other types of asset classes that are Sharia compliant that I could invest in directly. I think in one other episode I talked about Islamic bonds, and so the largest Sukuk fund, so that's the Islamic bonds, that was available to buy in Hargreaves Lansdowne. As someone who wants to invest in a Sharia compliant way, I'll be able to find the various different types of asset classes. But broadly, I broadly invest in equities, and here we're just talking about that HSBC Global Islamic Index Fund. These next two examples that I'll talk about also have that available. So it's not so much about the breadth of options available for someone who's just starting, and especially if when you think about the stock market, we often talk about getting exposure to equities. That exposure you can actually get in all of the options that I'm talking about in this episode. The best direct comparison to Hargreaves Lansdowne is AJ Bell. AJ Bell equally has been around for a long time. And yes, I would say that if it comes to thinking about things like customer service and having a fully featured platform that has different types of ISAs available, AJ Bell is like comparable to Hargreaves Lansdowne. But that's actually where I first started when it came to investing. But I bought into the HSBC Global Islamic Index Fund through an AJ Bell account. Moving on to talking about the fees involved when it comes to investing on AJ Bell as a platform. They simply have similar fees to Hargreaves Lansdown, but they are just cheaper. So whilst Hargreaves Lansdown's platform charges 0.45%, AJ Bell's one charges 0.25%. So if you'd asked me where is the cheapest way where you can buy into Halal Index Fund, that answer would be AJ Bell. However, when I tried to buy a Sukuk, for example, I wasn't able to buy it from AJ Bell, and so that's why I bought it from Hargreaves Lansdown. So that's the platform fee, but with AJ Bell, you also have a fee that you pay £1.50 for every time you invest in a fund too, and that's just the standard fee. And then the fund fee, the difference is 0.25% for AJ Bell and 0.45% for Hargreaves Lansdown. A point here that I also wanted to flag was that when it comes to investing on both of these platforms, I would recommend doing so through the website rather than the app, even though the app is available for both of them. Just in terms of the functionalities and the information that's available, I always use the web. Another reason I actually don't keep the investing app downloaded on my phone, because I feel like in reality, the only time I want to log in and check my accounts is when I'm in front of a laptop screen, for example, just because I don't need to do it so often and I don't actually want to be looking at them all the time. I just want to set it, forget it, and know that they're there. So whilst it may be confusing at first to get your head around it, once you do, and then once you realize that actually you don't need to have to just keep looking at them every single day, knowing that you're going to navigate it through the website is useful. The last one that I will discuss is Moneybox. Now, Moneybox, they're an app-only platform. I would compare them to almost the way that Monzo works for current accounts, in the sense that they're there to have a user-friendly interface for people to start investing. Similar to AJ Bell and Hargreaves Lansdown, they also offer robo-investing, which means that they have ready-made portfolios. But those, as I said, are not Sharia compliant. The only robo-advisor available right now for Muslims is through Hyde Invest in the UK. However, Moneybox does offer the ability to invest into funds, and lo and behold, they do have the HSBC Global Islamic Index Fund available through their platform. So if you're someone who wants to invest through have download the Moneybox app and invest through there, you know, if you listen back to the episode that I did about choosing that fund through Hargreaves Lansdown, and at some point I talk about how there are four different types of funds that you can invest in from the same provider, because they differ depending on the currency, and they also differ depending on whether your proceeds get reinvested or you receive them as income. All of that choice is actually removed from Moneybox. They keep it quite straightforward. And I looked at that, the key investor document of the HSBC Global Index Fund that they have on that website, and that's exactly the UK denominated one that keeps the income that you earn through the fund, they reinvest it. So yeah, if you just wanted to compare apples for apples, the HSBC Global Index Fund option that they provide. And yeah, that was a really pleasant surprise, and I was happy to see that Moneybox does actually allow people to invest in a Sharia compliant way through their platform. When we talk about their fees, they also have a platform fee attached to it, which is similar to Hargreaves Lansdown prices. So far, AJ Bell is probably the most cost effective, because the platform fee for Moneybox is 0.45%, similar to Hargreaves Lansdown. So when you think about it, if you just wanted to stick money into a halal index fund, AJ Bell would be the one that would be most cost effective. Just comparing Hargreaves Lansdown, AJ Bell, and Moneybox, then Wahid Invest, how they differ, how they're apart from all of them, is that the company itself is there to cater to Muslims. So that's why they designed and packaged these ready-made funds for people to invest in. And that really doesn't stop you to mix and match. And that doesn't stop you from also investing into a fund if, for example, you value also having access to some other asset classes too. It's quite refreshing and encouraging to see that there are various options available for Muslims to invest in. You might think, but Fahan, you know, you're talking about fees, you're talking about 0.45% compared to 0.25%. It's just useful to bear in mind that these differences do exist. And because we're talking about your wealth that you'll be building up over your lifetime, and these numbers, if they do, you know, they can turn into meaningful numbers over time, because we're also just talking about investing in a fund rather than that is a tracker fund. The cost of the fund itself that we're talking about is also something that people need to bear in mind, even more so than the platform fee itself. What's useful to remember is that the choice that you're making is, first, where am I going to invest? And second, what am I going to invest in? Technically, they're a bit of a chicken and egg situation, because you would only choose to invest in a place that has the options that you're looking for. If you'd ask me, are there any that I've missed out that I didn't talk about? You may have heard of Trading 212 and Free Trade. They're also mostly app-based. To be fair, I think it's probably a good thing to think about if they've got the word trade in it. I just naturally have an aversion to that, because the whole point of investing is not to trade, it's to build your wealth over the long term. You want to be doing that consistently, whereas trading implies that you're almost day trading or looking at it every single day and buying and selling at specific times. But here, the type of investing that I'm talking about here is the type of investing that you do for the long term, that you do consistently as part of a balanced budget. That's the reason why I chose to focus specifically on Wahid Invest, Hargreaves Lansdown, and AJ Bell, and Moneybox. After this episode, I think at some point I will try out Moneybox for its user functionality, and knowing that I'm technically still just buying into that HSBC Global Equity Index Fund, and similarly Wahid Invest for the diversification element of knowing that by buying into a ready-made fund, you're also getting other types of asset classes with it too. Even though on Hargreaves Lansdown, I'm able to recreate that exposure for myself. And at that point, I'm just comparing the fees, because it's true that you want to keep it as low cost as possible when you're investing. After knowing that it's Sharia compliant, you also want to make sure that it's as cost effective as possible for you. So thanks so much for joining me for this episode. I think I'll end it there. I hope you found this useful. I thought this was a really good question to simply give you the set criteria that you have to bear in mind when it comes to making the decision about which investing platform you want to use, and also to hopefully appreciate how, alhamdulillah, there are quite a variety of options out there for us to make use of. So thanks so much for joining me. This has been the Nisa Invest Tea Talk podcast. I will see you next Jumma. Bye for now.